I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Speech may slow. Doesn't matter that my late night call.
HJM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, it's Michael.
Oh, hello, Michael.
Hello, Sarah.
Michael who?
Michael Cork, the actor. Is Margot there?
Morning, Mr. Cork. I'm afraid she's at a client on the moment. Can I help?
Is Fliss there?
I'm afraid Fliss is in LA, Mr. Cork. Can I help?
Why is she in LA?
Oh, with a client. One of Margot's really successful clients has been nominated for an award, so Fliss has gone with him.
Oh, lovely. Good for Fliss. And good for your client, of course. Well, perhaps you can help. Who is it, by the way, who has been nominated for an award?
No, I can't say. It's been embankmented and, you know, you might be a journalist.
Well, I'm not, am I? I'm Michael Cork, you know that.
Oh, yes, sorry, yeah.
Right, sorry. Well, when Margot's not busy, if you, which will be, when?
No idea.
Well, when, could you tell her to call me back when she has a moment? I have some rather sad news.
Oh, dear. Well, if it's just to pass on news, I've got stickies, Mr. Cork.
What do you mean, sticky? Actually, can you call me Michael? I thought I liked Mr. Cork, but it's just annoying me now. What do you mean, stickies?
Stickies, Michael. Post-it notes.
Right, all right. Well, if you could put it on a sticky, just let Margot know that I heard from his wife this morning that dear old Roy Dumbraith has passed on, so it's very sad.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Aww.
Yeah. You don't know who Roy Dumbraith is, do you?
Yes.
Go on, then.
No, I don't.
Well, Margot will know him, and I think she'll be very sad too. So if you would just let her know. About Roy and I were in the same year at RADA.
RADA, yes.
Yes, RADA.
RADA. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
You don't know what...
No, sorry, I don't know.
Well, there's no reason you should know what that is. So, well, actually, yes. Yes, you should know what RADA is. It is pretty well known.
Yes. Yeah, no, I suppose you're right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Roy was not just a dear old chum, but a wonderful actor who Margot looked after for many years, of course, so very sad. They're having a small family funeral, but there'll be a memorial at the Actors Church in due course, which I'm sure Margot will...
See on Netflix?
Sorry?
Because I only really watch Netflix, I just wondered if he was on Netflix.
Well, he hadn't done too much telly since the 1970s, really.
Oh, shame.
Well, he was a very successful theatre actor, of course.
Yeah, but, I mean, people only really sort of mourn actors who are big on Instagram and do Netflix, I think, these days.
Yeah, another one of our theatrical greats gone. Tragic.
Was he your age?
Yes.
So it's only tragic if they die young, isn't
it? It does make one wonder, you know, with so many of my peers dying, you know, who's there left? That's what I was wondering this morning. I mean, who's carrying on the great traditions of the theatre? Yeah, I mean, you've got the usual suspects who hoover up all the good roles, Trevor Eve, Marty Shaw, David Suchet, Nigel Havers, but so many people I've trained with, Sarah, have passed on. Clive Membry. Well, Sir Clive, of course.
Geoffrey Holland is alive, I think.
Roger Grapes?
No.
Yes, Roger Grapes and Hogg.
No, sorry, no.
Oh, Grapes and Hogg, they were the most wonderful acts, so funny. So funny. It's all the men from number three, come in to touch her on the knee. You can see their look of glee, to cop a feel of Mary.
Oh dear.
All very risque, but so very funny, you know. I wonder if I can remember the other verses.
No.
You know, I suppose with all these older actors passing, one wonders if I might see some of their work come my way.
What, like The Hunger Games?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, like, if you kill enough of them off, you'll get another shot.
No. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, right. Maybe you should think about bumping off Drevin Ead. I mean, he's a good one to start with. He works non-stop.
Yeah.
And he's the same age as you, isn't he? And he's really famous.
Well,
maybe you should, like, give him a crack over the head with your Zimmer and the world's your oyster.
Yeah. Well, that's in slightly poor taste, Sarah.
Sorry. I'll let you...
When you say Drevin doesn't stop working, Drevin Ead, what do you mean?
Oh, I mean, where to start? He's got offers coming out of his arsehole. He has to turn most of it down. He's so busy. Oh, God, yeah. Non-stop for Drevin. Margot's having lunch with him today, actually, at the Ivy to discuss everything that he doesn't want to do. Busy.
How lovely for them, yes.
Yeah.
He's really busy.
Yeah, busy.
Sylvester McCoy.
Michael?
Mm-hmm.
What? Why are you saying that?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean you to hear that. It's technique. I learned to combat. It's nothing. Don't
combat
worry.
What?
Oh, just something one does. Technique. A coping mechanism.
For what? Like depression? Oh my God, are you okay, Michael?
No. I'm fine. It's silly, really. It's you know, you say the name of someone who works less than you do. Anyway, it's
whose technique is it?
Robert Powell's.
What name does he say?
Jeff Suddy.
Who?
Exactly. So, it's good work. Okay. Well, I'll go. Oh, by the way, any news of the Chichester Festival audition.
Your what?
My Chichester Festival Theatre. I went for an audition.
Yeah.
I just, I felt that it had gone quite well. And it was a few weeks ago, just wondering. I don't like to chase these things, but perhaps they'd given any feedback at all about that.
What do you mean feedback?
Did I get it?
No.
Okay. One other thought I had while I was staring out of the window this morning. Might it be an idea for Margot to put a call into I Am a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and see if they could get me on the next series of that?
Why?
Well, to increase my profile, I think you call it.
Yeah, no, I mean, why would Margot do that? You're not a celebrity, really. Not even close.
Well, that's...
Before
that's
I started
strange.
Working here, I'd literally never heard of you.
Ah, yes, but you're not the generation that remembers the shows I was in, like Leave It Out, Mr. Jenkins, are you?
I don't know that one.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to know it. You're not that generation, but I'm... I still recognised a couple of times a year for that show. Mm. I was Mr. Pennis, the maths teacher, which was great fun.
Yeah.
Phenomenally successful show, a little racist.
Mm.
Only ran for one series, but huge ratings.
Wow, everything got huge ratings in those days, didn't they?
That's not the point, is it, Sue?
If it was phenomenally successful,
yes.
Why did it only run for one series?
Well, the actor who played Mr. Jenkins died of erotic auto-asphyxiation.
Oh, that's a shame. What's that? What is it?
Well, it's where you... Well, you know, don't you know?
No.
Well, you don't want to.
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
No, you don't.
Huh. Listen, while you're on the phone, Mike...
No!
Sorry?
Don't call me Mike. I can't bear shortenings. I have a name, and it's Michael Cork. Please use it and pronounce it properly. That's why I didn't speak to Sue Lawley for most of the 1990s.
Right. Sorry.
That's okay. Just, you know.
Right. Michael, sorry. listen, while I've got you on the phone, Michael, there is a little job for you. I should have phoned yesterday, actually, with this, but I think I was distracted.
Oh, right. Yes. What is it?
So, have you ever heard of Doctors?
Yes, BBC One.
Well, no. I meant, have you ever heard of, like, Doctors... like, you know, GPs and shit. But yes, a bit like Doctors on BBC One. But live.
Live?
Yeah. You know, like a live version of that.
Like a stage version?
No, it's in a hotel. They call it a corporate job?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds posh, doesn't it?
No, I... No, I don't do things like that. It's not. Don't worry, you should. You needn't have known that. Corporate, no.
Well, hear me out. Hear me out. It's called GP Roleplay.
No.
Well, one of Margot's other clients does them, and he loves them. It's good money as well. You know, it's like £100 a day, not including travel days.
How many days?
One. They said there's a minibus from London that you can get on, and they'll take you all the way there.
Where is it?
Amsterdam.
How much are they paying for the travel days?
Nothing.
Well, yeah. Maybe you should speak to the client of Margot's you said likes doing them. See if he's interested, or she's interested.
Oh, yeah, no, he can't. He's busy. He's doing Death in Paradise, actually, for 3 weeks in the Caribbean. Very nice.
Right, okay, well.
Well, maybe have a think about it.
Yes, I'll have a think about it.
Okay.
What would I have to do, exactly?
Well, you go in... Yeah. And they said you basically pretend to be a patient and then the trainee GPs have to work out what's wrong with you. It's a bit like Cluedo, I suppose. Might be fun. They've sent me the list of ailments that they want you to pretend to have. Would you like to read?
Oh, no. Honestly, sir, I really don't do things like that. I'm a professional actor. I'm not a... Not a role player. It's sort of a step backwards, really. So I think I'll say no to that this time.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Raisai.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners,
the losers,
the huge name stars, and the other ones,
the inevitable relationship traumas,
the gags,
the pitiful gags,
the awful, awful gags, the wonderful outfits,
the complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million,
and everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing.
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Michael Cork speaking.
Hi, Michael. How was Amsterdam?
Oh, fine.
Are you playing nicely?
Yes. We start this afternoon. I'm just in the hotel now. Right. Funnily enough, my wife's sister's niece, Sally, is a GP trainee. Oh. And I saw her this morning. She's here on the course completely by coincidence.
Oh, that's funny.
A lot of fun. Did you manage to get the fee up at all?
No, it's gone down, if anything.
What?
They said they liked their usual guy better. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Did you get the list of medical conditions I sent through?
List of... No, I didn't, no.
Oh. Well, I'll email them.
Yes.
They said they'd go through them all with you beforehand.
Okay, no worries. Then if you send that through, what conditions, what sort of conditions?
Oh, the usuals. Bronchitis, depression, back pain. I can't even pronounce that. I think it's the thing that alcoholics get.
Right.
Pay ones?
Never heard of
disease?
It.
No. I think that's like an ear infection. But like I say, they'll go through it all with you.
Yes, I'm sure they will anyway. Yeah. So send it over. It's all improvisation anyway, so I've always been quite good at that.
Have you? Yeah. Okay, well, have fun.
Thank you. See you later.
Maybe those pauses can make my night and you can be
HJM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Yes, Michael Cork here.
Oh, hello, Michael. How's it going?
Not fabulous, Sarah. Not great. I've had a terrible first session here.
Oh, dear. Why?
Why? Well, for a start, where to begin? I tell you what. Let's have a look at the notes they gave me, which you didn't manage to email to me. Yes? Yes. Right. Priapism. P. Let's go to the P's. P for priapism. Well, priapism is not a fucking ear infection. It's... a persistent, often painful erection that lasts for more than 4 hours. Exhibit A. Lovely. There we go. That was me having to fake having a long-standing erection for about 20 young doctors in a row. What next? Yes. Still with the P's, we have Exhibit B. Peyronie's disease is the development of fibrous scar tissue inside the penis that causes curved... painful erections, and so on and so forth. Do you see a pattern forming here, Sarah?
No.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to. Well, the pattern is that most of the problems I've been asked to fake are sexual health problems. This is Holland, after all. And it's been incredibly humiliating. Did I mention my wife's sister's niece, Sally, is here?
Oh, yes, you did, yeah.
Right, well, as you can imagine, it's all highly embarrassing.
Well, I mean, she's training to be a GP. She's probably seen it all before.
That's not the point. I'm a relative. I'm not having any more of this. I need you to pull me off immediately. Are you laughing, Sarah? What's funny?
Nothing.
Can I speak to Marco?
sorry, she's with a really important client at the moment, so...
Can I speak to Fliss, please?
Fliss is on her calligraphy course, I'm afraid. Oh, listen, I could pull you off, but the schedule, it says you've only got one more session, then you're done. So could you not just grin and bear it? I mean, I don't want to annoy the company because, you know, they put a lot of work our way. And I mean, like I said, our other client loves them. So I'm sure when he gets back from death in paradise...
Look, listen to me. I couldn't give a fucking hoot what your other clients are up to or what they want. If you want to start taking on your own clients, then you'll have to start learning how to deal with actors and how to show them some respect. I'm very sorry for losing my temper, but this is just preposterous.
I don't really want my own clients. I'm training to be an animal behaviourist.
You're what?
An animal behaviourist. But I fell off a horse, so I've had to get an office job for a bit. That's why I'm here, not because I want to do this, not full time for the rest of my life. God, I don't like actors.
So you're not interested at all in this job?
No.
Right. So you have no discernible agenting experience, no passion for the industry, or basic interest in the business, really.
No, sorry.
And you're in charge of my career.
Yeah, I am in a way, aren't I?
Oh, God.
I hadn't really thought about it like that. It's a shame you're not an anxious pig. I'd be really good then. Yeah. Anyway, good news. I'm a Celebrity got back to us.
Oh. And what did they say?
It's a no. They didn't know who you were either.
Sorry, Sarah, how is that good news?
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean to say good news. That was a mistake. They said they've already got a contestant for the Grey Pound, as it were. Anyway.
Well, that's marvellous. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Yes, thanks for the good news. I'll just carry on talking about my cock and balls in front of my wife's sister's niece in Amsterdam. Shall I continue to do that?
Live off.
No, it's not what it seems. I'm an actor. Oh, don't shake your head. I'm an actor. Michael Corp from England. I'm very well known. Leave it out, Mr. Jenkins. Simon Tornado.
Come in, mate.
See?
Oh, God. Sylvester McCoy.
How did you know?
How did I know what?
Sylvester McCoy. Margot's client. That's who they've booked for I'm a Celebrity. Oh. Well, we've got to talk him through the deal first. He's still in the Caribbean at the moment. Sunning his little body. Tiny little man he is. He came into the office the other week. You're right, Michael.
My silent time. Maybe those pauses can make my night. Sign my name. Sign.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Don't impress, I don't impress. Don't impress, I don't impress.
GreatBigOwl.com.
My name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps. Than that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.